Welcome everyone to the Ruby Discourse, the most easy listening Dominions podcast on the air right now. I'm Ramk, and this is
Curdle. I'm Curdle. We call me Curdle.
Welcome. This is episode. We kind of lost track.
I'm what's it called? I'm numbering it at random now.
I think we should start backfilling it so people don't, so our fans don't go mad.
Well, I don't care.
I'm not the one uploading this, so I have absolutely no power, though.
Yeah, it's true. You can take control of the production. You can wrest control of the production from me, I guess.
I won't do it. I think you can take me.
What would you say, Molon Labe?
Yes, I believe that's what the ancient Spartans would say before getting killed by a lot of Persians, actually.
Well, there you go.
Maybe you should pick something else to say.
No.
Please.
No, absolutely not.
So, I'm feeling nervous here then, Turtle.
Oh, right. Yeah, we're going to talk about, I got this idea, I wanted to talk about it. I'm seeing some stuff happening, you know, in the Dominions community, and, you know, we talk about Dominion-specific stuff, and I want to talk about nerves. I want to talk about nerves. Playing Dominions is nerve-wracking.
It can be, yeah, especially when you're first starting out, and you're, yeah.
But even, you know, when you're fucking like you invest months into this shit, you know, and so something comes down to a battle, you're not sure you're gonna win, you know, or you're trying to overcast somebody's global. It's really important.
You start getting in your own head.
Yeah, or you know, or just like launching a war against somebody.
Yep. You know? It's when I first started, like for the first maybe year or so, I feel like I definitely got nerves and stuff about that sort of thing. I remember playing Khorne, and on some key turn, I think one was about where I took like half of Agartha's kingdom with Vampire Lords. I was very nervous about how it would go. In my first game where I won, even to the point where I was like climbing the thrones at the end, it was my first game, I didn't know what they could do to me. And a player, generic overused name, Gone, as we call her sometimes, she was like, oh yeah, you're gonna lose, you check the graphs and stuff, and I'm like, fuck, they're gonna get me, but
God owned you.
I just took the thrones and I won the game.
Shout out to Gon, a departed but beloved figure in the community.
I think she still does some stuff. I mean, she's not around, but I think she did some of the art for of the Muse Tendrils game. I think she did one of the tentacles for him.
Oh, I know she was doing a lot of visual art. She liked to draw monsters.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's pretty cool.
So nerve, you know, I've been talking to, so something that seems to be, I was talking to one person in particular for the inspiration of this episode. I don't want to embarrass them. I was talking to somebody, who was asking me for advice, because people are doing that now.
Nice. I've been getting a few more advice asks too, I feel like. Yeah, go on.
God, I guess. You know, but when we talked about Dominion's brain, right? Or we tried.
Yeah.
I think that's where it goes into a larger issue of nerves. Knowing when to attack someone, when not to attack someone. You know what I mean? Like,
I do.
I, know that you do. But what's it called? Smart people. So here's something I know as a martial artist. You know?
Okay.
So I'm not very smart, and when I say that, I mean something really specific.
All right. What do you mean by that?
I just don't have a lot of the processing power that other people have.
All right.
I'm not good at math. You know, I don't know a whole lot about science and stuff. You know, blah blah blah. You know, I don't really get bogged down in detail. I'm not very smart, but I am careful.
Yeah.
Right. So anyway, so I'm a martial artist or whatever, and I'm in the ring with a lot of people, and a lot of them are very smart.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And one of the things about smart people is they think about stuff. Right.
We do.
Yes. It's so, but the thinking about stuff, you know, can be a major problem.
Yeah. If you don't know when to, stop thinking, you can seriously disown yourself.
Oh yeah. No, I guess in Dominion's term is how something mindless, you know, you can't mind burn it.
It's true. It's impossible to soul slay you.
That's true.
You could simply burn my mind. It would be easy.
Well, maybe I don't have any magic.
Magic resistance is a whole other game, I think. We'll talk about magic resistance later.
It's true. True. We're not statting everybody up right now, but yeah, you know, like so something happens. So when you're in the ring with a smart person,
yeah,
often something you can do is just give them a whole bunch of things to think about. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You do this, and you do this, and you do this, you do this. You move over here, you faint over there, you throw your hands over there, and they're thinking about all of those things. Right? Mm-hmm. And when I think about all those things, you just punch them in the face.
Nah.
you just do the most obvious, straightforward thing. Does that make sense?
Yes.
You know, in Dominion's terms, he could have this elaborate plan full of all this really intense equipment, and he's made these weird super combatants and blah blah. Probably he's just gonna march a big gun stack right at you.
That's probably what's going to happen.
Yeah. You know, nerves. And so why am I talking about this? So, you know, nerves.
You're talking to a guy.
There are two extremes, I think. Two extreme reactions, right?
All right.
One of them is Kit Fox.
Ah, yes. Just never do anything.
Yes. So I don't want to whatever Kit Fox, because they're a member of the community. I'm not busting them. It's just that their name is synonymous with this thing.
Turtling.
Yeah. All right, fine, turtling.
Makes
enough.
You think, doesn't it?
No, it doesn't.
Makes you think. And all right, don't do that.
It's funny because I'm an extremely aggressive player.
Yeah.
I'm very cutthroat and very belligerent.
Same.
But on one extreme you have the Kit Fox thing.
Yeah.
Which is going to war with people is stressful and nerve wracking, and I never want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I wonder if that's the reason. But go on.
And then the other whatever is war, is nerve-wracking and stressful, you know. Like, I'm just going to, nihilistically, suicide myself into people. You know what I mean? And never even, what did you say?
It happens.
Yeah, and never even, consider or think about, trying to, play the game. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the current avatar in the community is purple XVI.
Purple some numbers after it.
Yes, Roman numerals. A Danish player, I believe.
Yes. He was in those new bad games that got LP'd, and I think he even hosted one or two of the LP. Like, he was posting the things himself. And he kind of got a rep for being just a chaotic backstabber that he frankly revels in.
Yeah, you know, and
honestly, kind of charming.
You know, I'm coming out as pro purple. I like purple. I think purple's fun.
I think he makes the game very interesting.
Yeah, I think the Purple's attitude is very healthy overall.
It's a game, playing it,
Purple's a great fun haver. I think that's
a good thing to have in the community.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I wholeheartedly endorse that, whatever. But you know,
this endorsement, Purple, counts as a bribe, and you are obliged not to invade us in the next game. That way.
Yeah, fair enough. But the flip side, is, you know, that like Purple's strategy, you know, which is just like I abandon all concept of winning the game, you know, and just like, you know, it's not very game winning. Mm-hmm. Obviously,
he usually does it with aim toward it. Sometimes people will do this. I usually find that this happens when someone feels personally slighted. Like if someone breaks a nap or crosses, someone breaks a deal, they will get, you know, some people will take their death stack and just march right for him. So Josh does this.
Always. Yeah.
So you gotta be ready for that. If you are crossing him somehow.
Yes. That seems correct. Yes. But you know, the what's it called, the but in particular, you know, the Kid Fox thing, you know, and the totally defensive, never do anything, you know, and then also the what's it called, the you know, the
Stallion of All, yeah,
suicidal nihilism thing, right? You know, both of them I think stem from like a certain whatever, which is like losing a war sucks, right?
It's not good.
Kid Fox thing stems from losing a war sucks and doesn't feel good. And the Purple thing stems from like losing, winning a war is like fun and feels great.
Yeah.
Right? You know, and you know, and like people love to post those gloating screenshots.
Yep.
You know, where it's like, look at all like the dead guys that you have. You
idiot. I mean, that's just morale. Yeah. Yeah. Trying to get the other guy to back off sometimes.
You know, meanwhile, you know, nobody wants to be like, oh man, look at, I'm the idiot who lost all those guys.
You know? I would simply not call attention to it when I get all my guys killed.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I don't want to validate them.
No, but the thing about this is like, you know, like everyone focuses on battle because battles are vivid.
It's right? True. Little things go pew and then
Pixel Man thing. Yeah. Your guys scream in agony is there. They're murdered because you fucked up. Like, you know, here's the thing. You know, the thing about Kid Fox, you know, is like when somebody claims the thrones and wins the game, right? You know, Kid Fox is just as dead as if like they had gotten like curb stomped by somebody.
It's true.
Right? They have equally lost the game. Like making it, you know, quote unquote, making it to the end of the game, like, doesn't really.
There's no second place in Dominions.
There's not, you know, and, you know, I think people like come up with, like, narratives, like, you know, well, you know, like.
Yeah. Well, maybe you'll throw me into the pit of Tartarus last, my friend. You're all dead.
Yeah, but, like.
My God, no.
You know, Dominions is a game.
Yeah.
You know? And Dominions is about making risks, right? Or taking risks. Making decisions. No.
Dominions 5 in the Ruby Discord is not a role playing game.
No, it's really not.
It's a board game.
Yes. Yeah. You know, we're
real elaborate.
Yeah, we're not like what's it called? We're not like all about like apart from maybe the Stallion of Old will come back someday.
I hope he does.
Yeah. I mean like that he was fun, you know.
I like gimmick players.
Gimmick players are fun. Gimmicks are fun. Like, you know, it keeps things fresh.
It's like wrestling. Professional, quote-unquote wrestling. Anyway.
I've never been able to get into that.
I saw it like I was like a kid in the 90s and stuff. It was engrossing in its way.
And was I even born in the 90s?
I don't know, man. You probably shouldn't tell anyone.
Okay. I won't.
All right.
Nerves.
How do you deal with your nerves?
I guess kind of want to make that point, you know, which is that, like, you know, like people get really into, like, you know, not losing battles and like not getting embarrassed and chat or whatever, you mm-hmm. know. But like at the end of the day, like, you know, like you just gotta you you have to let that fear go, man.
Mm-hmm. It's true. You can't let it possess you. I mean, again, in the very beginning, I would get worried about things, but I think most of my fear at the time, anyway, such as it was, you know, it's not like I'm petrified, but you know, things that was like gave me anxiety was just not knowing how the game worked, I guess.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
But now that I know basically how everything works, most of my concerns are like, oh God, this is going to take so long to script. And it's more, I guess, what demoralizes me, I suppose, in the middle of a war is if things just get really micro-y and it turns into like a job or a slog.
Yeah, absolutely.
So don't use that against me, anyone, but I don't like it.
I mean, like, you know, a major whatever for me, you know, which I think the only person to ever really exploit it or even like try to exploit it was Josh.
Mm-hmm.
In Peridot's game, where he played Josh chose Niflheim.
Oh yeah.
A regen that water was, breathing bless.
That's some legendary shit right there.
Specifically just to like go underwater and like ruin my day.
That's some Minion cyberbullying, I said, even though I like took I also was in that game and I also
and you also took brushes the fuck with me. And it worked. I
knew you were going to take a the poison gas titan.
I think I talked about it, yeah.
Yeah, and it's just like, well, I'd be stupid not to do this. I also took the fire blast, the fire weapons, because I knew I had to stab ghosts. Also because Josh was in the game and Giants Weak Against Fire. I was thinking, I was all in on that one.
Anyways, you know, but Josh is a very good risk taker.
Yeah.
One of his major traits as a player, you know, is like, you know, he's like, you sound like you don't want to fight right now. I think I'm going to kill you. My strategy is very conflict averse, and
you want to win one or two wars and then bounce off that to the vent to snipe the victory.
Yeah, well, you know, but like, so the thing about getting into a war is you could lose.
Yeah, it's not good. You want to dogpile that guy.
Yeah, I don't like to get into fights I might lose, IRL or otherwise.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't want to lose a fight in real life myself.
That shit sucks, dude.
I don't want to get punched in the face.
Yeah,
I use that a lot.
Yeah, all the time. You know,
I keep all my best stuff behind there.
Yeah, right. You know, so what's it called? Like, you know, but like, yeah, you know, like, you know. But that said, you know, sometimes you just have to suck it up and do something you don't want to do, like kill
people. Will like it's easy. I think I end up doing this sometimes too, just to fall into kind of a stasis. In like the mid or late game, when there's like no obvious victim to stab, but choosing someone that you have to stab involves, you know, it's a lot of logistics. You got to get people moving over there. Someone else comes for you.
Yeah.
I usually settle this by putting up a bunch of defensive globals, then lunging someone, though. That's how I resolve my anxieties.
Yeah. The defensive globals are great. But another reason defensive globals are great, you know, they bother other people, but they make you feel better.
They do, and they usually discourage people from invading you.
Yeah.
I'm actually in a game where that didn't happen, and I'm being invaded by three different people right now. Maybe four. I lost track.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, it's actually kind of fun.
Okay.
I'm losing real bad, but it's like a nation gen game, so it's all just like nonsense shit. But they have someone else somewhere on the map has Wrath of God up, which is fine, whatever. But I also have like Foul Air and Gift of Health and Vengeful Waters. I'm casting another global this turn. Spoilers, everyone.
Well,
and that's gonna be.
Maybe I won't release this for a while.
No, it's fine. I don't care. Who gives a shit? It's gonna be Looming Hell, guys. Get ready, motherfuckers.
Okay, well,
it's a shitty club.
Well, I like Lumenhall. Lumenhall,
I think it's going to be real, but I'm losing slowly. And
Lumenhall just saved Mexivik's life versus Josh.
Nice. Well, that's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm going to do. And everyone's going to keep stabbing themselves and fighting. Like, I'm not going to win this. I'm going to get probably knocked down to my cap circle or something. But it's going to hurt the entire time I'm dying. So fuck them all.
Fair enough. Great.
Other game, though, that I'm playing against Hydrogen, where I'm home, it's fights turning into a slog, man.
Yeah, I've taken a look at some of those turns.
Yeah, and it's just, I think that's one that's coming more toward, like, it feels like a job.
Oh, yeah.
Take some breath and figure out what I'm doing there.
I feel
that's you. My state of the nerves right now, guys.
That's fair enough. No, what's it called? But you mentioned something. It's funny. This is a combo that I don't see cast a lot, but Wrath of God. I like Wrath of God. I think this is an unpopular opinion, I think.
People generally don't think it has a lot of, it's not worthwhile if you don't go Turmoil.
Well, I always go Turmoil, so I like Wrath of God.
Yeah.
And I love it. I love it. You know, I love Wrath of God. I love, like, Lightning Bolt hitting 100 guys per turn and killing like 40 of them.
Yeah.
That's great. You know, like that's 40 guys I don't have to actively think about killing. But I was going to say, you know, like a combo that I never, I don't see that often, but like, it's great is Wrath of God Falair.
Because that just, you know, it's just terrible for everyone except you.
Well, I mean, yeah.
It's also kind of, pretty, I guess, obvious reasons you don't see Foul Layer cast that much in general, and that's just, it's a weird cross path.
Yeah.
What, Death 6 or 5 or 6, Air 1? It's weird.
Let me look it up.
And also, you can, Foul Layer also kind of is bad for you, like your guy's electrician too.
Right.
So, unless you were also running like a nation with a lot of disease healers or recuperation nation or pest. Gift of Health, you might just own yourself accidentally.
Yeah, I
throw like Seeking Arrows at you, and it's just like, oh, right, that's right. This, it cuts both ways.
Yeah, it does. Foul Air is, yeah, Death 5, Air 1.
It's really cool, though, and I like it. I just rarely get to flex it.
Oh, yeah, it only deflects land provinces. Oh, shit. I need to play a Water Nation and fucking cast Foul Air.
Yeah.
You, Air.
I've been wanting to try LA Relay, but it's always banned now. So.
I've never
given it a fair shake, and I hear it sucks.
I mean, I really enjoyed my time as late age Relay, and I in Dom 4, and
punished Octopus Guy or something.
Yeah, Punished Octopus. Friendly Kindness, that was his name. I like that. No, but Late Age Relay has
Toxic Dom.
It has a very specific skill set. Like, yep. You know, you can't play it like a traditional nation. Like, I'm recruiting groups, you know, blah blah blah. Instead, you know, you have like surgical tools.
Mm-hmm.
Right, you know. And the fact that you're like, you know, you're hellish to invade unless you're Lage Lannis, in which case
Atlantis is probably going to pick. Yeah, I'm sure there's like the one game where I should do this. LA Atlantis will also be on the table and we'll start. Yeah. We'll just eat my face if I don't do anything about it.
You could always, you know, do a fox in the henhouse thing at some point.
Yeah, play a game. It's a newbie game, everyone. Not all nations in LA available. I'll just be LA Relay. Just
Well, I meant just go to another community.
Oh yes, also funny.
Yeah, but
like the guy playing the Colossus.
Oh yeah, although he's not going to win. Afro Squirrel, I think that is.
Yeah, I hear he's not going to win.
Yeah,
I understand he just started lots of fights with everyone, and there you go.
There you go. But what are we talking about? Who cares?
LA Roulette.
Whatever. Nerves. Domain is about taking risks. Everybody's going to lose but one guy. And, like, it doesn't really matter whether you get, like, murdered in a war or you, like, you know, or whether you Just kind of like sit in your 100 PD provinces all game, and then like drones get claimed and you die.
Yeah, often it turns into the thing where like there'll be like one person who's, or one or two people who are very big, and you know, the obvious game winners. And if you're like a, if you've been reduced to a rump state, like attacking them is like a, it's the only option, but it's also a terrible option, especially if you don't coordinate it.
Yeah.
Like everyone will just like just let them go and just to let them eat the guy.
I know that there's like an Ibushido thing about like, am I pronouncing Ibushido correctly?
I believe that is the, I'll have to ask a friend who speaks Japanese, but I'm almost certain.
Right, but you know, about like not going AI or whatever. But like, man, if like, you know, I've gone AI, like, you know, if
I remember was, you committed harkery.
Oh, well, I mean, there, but like, I was talking like, you know, in that situation where I was EA Machaka,
mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't pay a colossal fee. I took like an awake lion or something, you know, I was not going to win.
I've done that too.
You know, I was like not gonna win. I was like, man, like whatever. And I don't want to like just like stick around forever. Like, you know, like just like fucking around. You know,
I've been there.
Just go AI. You know, yep. Move on with your life.
It's not a job.
Yeah, it's not a job. Well, I mean, even if it's a job, you can quit jobs too.
It's true. That's right, everyone.
We're dropping some knowledge.
Yeah, it's
I don't know.
We're going to unionize Dominion's 5 players also.
I don't know, Kamenao, you know, I don't know, unless we got like more to talk about, I don't know, we might have just like burned through our topic.
It's nerves, huh? I mean, I guess let's think a moment. I guess how do you deal with your nerves, Steve, would you say?
Oh, well, I'm just like not very smart.
Oh, that's that powerful.
Like I just you know, like I'm just like you know, I'm just like,
I don't even have nerves in my brain.
No, not really. You know, like it's just a game, you know, like you know, when I what's it called, you know, like sometimes like, you know, like you do something and you get your butt kicked and it feels bad.
You like, learn some things, I guess.
Sometimes I
will just do stupid things just to see what happens, I suppose.
Oh yeah.
Like just throw the mans and see what happens, or you know, pick the bad blesses and just see if you can win with them. Sometimes
like,
it works.
Yeah, absolutely, I love you know. But like, what the you know? But like, just like you know, you take risks.
Enjoy. Yeah. Just see what happens.
Yeah, and if you lose or whatever, or like you know, you get fucked up or whatever, then just like you know, take a break or try something new. You know, or
yes.
You know.
Store that information, and now you know something that doesn't work.
Yeah, you've learned something. You know. I mean, like, you know, whatever about capoeira. You know, it's not. I feel like I've been talking too much yeah. about it, but
I.
You know, well, but like, you know, like capoeira is like, you know, like a process of just like falling on your ass a million times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the number of times you know, like I, you know, like I spent my early mm-hmm. capoeira career like just getting like you know just getting owned.
I would simply in my first rota execute a perfect scorpion kick and defeat my opponent instantly.
Yeah, well, you know, I
assume it would be easy for me. I haven't practiced or anything, but
yeah, probably. Yeah,
good work.
Yeah, you know, but like,
beginner's luck.
The scorpion kick's not that hard. It's a push up.
Oh, okay.
Combined with like kicking over your head.
I probably can't do that, but okay.
And you might surprise yourself, but. What's it called? But no, you know, you, yeah, you know,
the other guy.
You know, capoeira is like fucking like falling on your ass like a million yeah. times. My Venezuelan friend, whose name means something like a small fire.
Mm-hmm.
He said,
"Ember."
You know, so he said, "Capoeira is happiness. You know, you fall, you get back up, and Dominions too. You know, like just you fall, you get back up."
Feel like for me. A lot of the process is just because I do think about things too much sometimes.
Sure. Yeah, smart.
The learning process of Dominions for me is more just figuring out what's important and what's not, and what things I can just absolutely ignore and not think
yes.
about. And just create little bubbles of, I guess, important things to note.
Yeah, no.
These are the things, like, you've like called me out for like I will go into fights and actually check for a few things, like, you know, starvation.
That's a you do, yeah. You're the only person I know. I don't know, and people don't do this, but like, you know, you're like, hey, you see that army? It's starving, and I'm like, hey, like, I'm not going in and clicking on units, seeing if they're starving or not, but you are.
It's important. It's a huge malice. It's a, like -4 morale, and people start getting diseased. The army falls apart. It's great.
Yeah, you know, like, you know, but like,
I wish there was a way to attack supply more directly. Honestly, I would do it constantly.
Yeah, like there are those spells. What's it called? The ones
there are sieges. I've only ever tried. I've only seriously used it like once or twice.
Yeah,
but it usually doesn't pay off. Just
yeah, you know, like what's it called?
Very narrow circumstances because of the time it works on. Like, yeah. If there's a giant stack of guys inside if there's enough guys inside a place that they're going to starve out before you take them out, they're probably going to break out and punch you in the face before they do that.
Yeah, you know, yeah, exactly. You know, like I could cast a spell that would, like, whatever you, but, you know, on the other hand, I could just come over there and kick your ass.
It's, yeah, it's like the giant roving death stacks that are starving to death that interest me that I wish I could mess around with more besides general pop kill.
Well, you do, I mean, you do get leprosy.
I love leprosy.
Leprosy's so good.
Oh, God.
I love it so much.
I've been throwing it out in the battle data game like a lot.
Good, good for you.
Feels good, man.
Fuck down, friend, beating you.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. I'm also losing in that one, but that's fine because that was I blew up my own capital because I tried to punch the moon. It's good.
Yeah, it's, you know, okay to lose.
It's I couldn't not cast the spell that blows up my capital because I tried to invade the moon.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you have to just.
I swore an oath.
True. You have to whatever the can. Like it's like yeah, Agartha. Like you have the fucking
it's seal. I mean, you can't leave it closed.
Yeah. What kind of dumb bullshit is that?
Ever since the dawn of time, man has wanted to destroy the moon.
So that's a Simpsons thing, right?
Destroy the sun, but yes.
Okay, all right.
That's what I'm stealing from. I'll do the next best thing. Try to invade it and then get slapped down real hard.
I haven't really seen much of The Simpsons, but I'm osmosising it via the internet a little bit.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where, you know, it gets referenced so much. If you ever went back to see their actual thing, like, oh, that's it.
I don't have
a good segue from Dominions there, I'm afraid.
No, I know, we're doing good. Don't worry about it. Well, you know, it's late, dude. You know, yeah. And we talked about this being a shorty. It's already been like 30 minutes. So let's
go. Good.
Any final thoughts for our adoring fans?
I suppose master your nerves and crush your enemies, I suppose. Unless your enemy is me, in which case let your nerves get the better of you and crumble immediately because that would be really convenient. Thanks. How about you?
You know what my what's it called is?
What is it?
Holy shit. I wasn't planning on this, so I have to fucking get it now.
Okay. Placing on the spot here.
Sorry. Oh fuck.
So you see everyone by
No, it's fine. Fine.
Venom charm and okay.
Hold on. I think I appreciate your vamping, but I gotta share audio again. You can probably guess what. All right. Bye, everybody. Hold on 1 second.
Procurar solução, mas perto de mim ninguém chora, porque eu mando embora essa desilusão. Eu faço um samba na hora, porque o samba mora no meu coração. Pra cada sofrimento, eu tenho uma consolação.